Welcome everybody. Shir number 1368. We're learning today. Lili Nishmas Moshe Doif Ben Ravarin Zisel. Lili Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lurafur Shalema Yitzchak Baruch Ben Rivka. Getting back to our new malacha of machatech, cutting items down to size. Okay, we started the malacha machatech. Measured. It's actually called measured cutting. Sefer Lamedtes Malachas. He brings it down like that. So, just to get a better understanding, I just want to read from the Mishnah Berurah. Before we want to go back to the Sefer Lamedtes Malachas, like we mentioned last year, we spoke a little bit from the Sefer Zachar V'Shamar, and we always try and, start out with the Sefer Lamedtes Malachas in conjunction with, where did it take place in the Mishkan. But before that, I just want to go through some ins and outs. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, every so often when he's talking, when the Shulchan Aruch talks about a certain case in a certain inyan, a certain malacha, whatever, or possibly not even a malacha, just a certain example of what you're allowed to do or what you're not allowed to do. And if there's no actual simin in Shulchan Aruch, like for example, bishul, we know cooking has, this simin and that simin, the malacha of toichen, for example, grinding could be found in the Shin Chaf Aleph, the malacha of kareya, whatever the case is, tearing or that could be found in Simon Shin Mem. So we see by Nen Saiser, you have over there the Shintes Vav and Shin Yud Gimel. Okay, so there are various different simonim that specifically zoom in. I want to learn this malacha, I look in this simon in the Shulchan Aruch. I want to learn the other malacha, I look in this the other simon in the Shulchan Aruch. And it's very easy to find. Not always is a malacha easy, but it's easy to find where we can find it. Now, there are certain malachas which we have come across in the past, and there's a few more, actually, where that they don't really have a specific simon per se. And they're sort of like spread out in various different areas. So sometimes what the Mishnah Berurah does, he'll when the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a certain subject which is very similar to that malacha, like our malacha machatech, which is measured cutting, the Mishnah Berurah will just go through the guidelines, like on the spot, as he's explaining one thing in conjunction with the Shulchan Aruch, he'll go through the klolim and the guidelines of that malacha, and that's where you find the introduction or the guidelines of how to work with that malacha, because of the fact that there's no actual simon per se in the Shulchan Aruch. So in simon shin chaf beis, okay, we were learning last year simon shin chaf aleph, which has to do with the various different food malachas. Now simon shin chaf beis sif hay, okay, the Mechab is talking about something also that's not so negeil. The mice are cutting down certain pieces of wood or certain pieces of animal food or whatever. So, but it's again, it's cutting down. It's the question of the hard items, soft items, whatever. So the Mishnah Berurah, we're not going to go through the whole halacha over there. It's not everything is really so applicable. But the Mishnah Berurah on the spot, in Sifkat and Yud Ches, stops like in the middle as he's explaining one of those cases, and he says, look, we have to talk about, since we're talking about cutting certain thing down to size, sort of, I'm going to tell you on the spot, says Mishnah Berurah, I'm going to now tell you the guidelines of the malacha of machatech, and here they are. Okay, so again, it's in Simon Shin Chav Beis, Sif Katan Yod Ches, in the middle, actually. It says, Va'agav, he's sort of like, by the way, also, Dairinim B'Shulchan Aruch, Le'inyin Chitoch Uketima, Be'inyin Ochle Behema, Va'atzev Samim, because in fact, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about cutting these things down, Ochle Behema, the food for animals, or whatever, the smelling things, whatever the case is. Natek Nami Bezeh, Din Malachas Machatech B'Shadvam. I'm not going to tell you sort of, I copied over, and I'm going to tell you the guidelines of, in conjunction with other items, not just with food for animals or the smelling type things, but the general concept of, and the guidelines in conjunction with everything, as far as the Malacha Mechatech tells us the Mishnah Berurah. So he says, Aleph, what's number one? And he says like this. So he says, Mechatech, or if somebody cuts skin, right? In those days, they didn't have so much paper, really. But somebody cuts skin. There was always talk about skin, sometimes on a barrel of wine, they used to cover it with skin. So they use skins for these type of things. So Mechatech, or if somebody cuts skin, skins of, animal skins that are used for coverings and these type of things, or whatever the case is, or anything that a person actually cuts, okay, they're tearing, cutting, whatever the case is, umakbid al midasai. Oh, so he tells us, but they're makbid, they're particular, they want to have in mind a certain measurement. Now, what type of material? Is it only by skin? No, he says, bain eight, whether it's wood, it could be a metal, or yafila noitzais, even noitzais shaloif, even feathers from birds, right? Or metal. I mean, it could be a hard item, soft item. Kivan shemakbid, says the Mishabura, telling us, kivan shemakbid al midas arkai, since the person is makbid on the length, for rachbay, the width, for chaytech bechavona, is chayiv. And they cut this thing with that kavana, and I'm makbid. I'm cutting this thing, even whether it's metal, a hard thing like as hard as metal, or a soft thing as soft as, bird's feathers, but a makbid on the length and the width and so on, and I cut it with that kavana is chayiv. The person would be chayiv for the malacha of mechatech, measured cutting. Okay, well, of course, we'll see the examples as we go down the road. First, let's set up, what the malacha is all about. So the Mishnah Berurah says further, aval achoytech derech hefsid. If somebody cuts. Cuts, tears, or whatever the case is, they're a chefsid, and they're throwing it out, whatever. And they're just, whatever. They have in mind a size, but it's like going into the garbage. It's not something that they bedafka they need, sort of. But we'll see how that works. I beloy kavana limidosa, without any, I don't have a specific kavana, a specific intent for a specific size. Ela kimisasek, kimisachek, is, then the person would be putter. They're just, they're sort of, they're tearing. They tear a size, but it's not, I don't have an actual kavana for the size. So the point is over here, kimisasek oy kimisachek. In other words, basically, they're cutting it like in a playful manner. They're cutting the size, they're doing a size, but they don't have specific intent or purposely, without any purpose. They're just going to throw it away. They cut the size. So then the Mishnah Berurah Dak says it will be asamid rabbanan. Again, we have to see the practical applications, how these things apply. Okay, so I said before the word tear, it's the wrong tear. Mechatech is really the word is cut. Kareya is tear. Cut. Mechatech is more cutting action. Okay, so they did it and for a, it's mekalkel and they don't have exact size in mind, but Lamai said they cut something. They cut it down to size without the specific intent for the various different reasons which are said, wastefully or playfully or whatever the case is. So then says the Mishnah Berurah is potter. Potter means potter avalasa, meaning it will still be asur midrabbanan. But again, we'll see how that applies. Okay. So just to finish off, there's more klolim, but just to finish off today's shiur, he explains in Mishnah Berurah, "Umay yafa ha'ilu lanu hanavim v'chachamenu b'mesha asru lanu hamekachamem kar b'shabbes shepa'amim yochel lavi l'deichiv chatas kagoin shemoicher eizas chayra u'machatech mimena lefi midasa yatzarech loy dechayv mishum machatech." So he says an interesting thing that we see that right al pi alach it's also to do business mekachamem kar on Shabbos. Now, we say business. Nowadays, we think business is more like, if you want to say with computers or whatever. But in those days, you go back quite a number of years, business was, there was a lot of business done in, it's still today, but it's done with machinery, obviously, but a lot of business with cutting clothing, cutting materials, right, and these various different type of things. Selling various different type of materials, obviously, the further back you go, the less machinery there was, and it was mamash was cut by hand, or maybe machinery that was where people had to, run the machinery. But be it as it may, says the Mishnah Berurah that the bottom line is, what one of the reasons is, various different reasons that why we don't do business on Shabbos, but he says the Mishnah Berurah, I'm just reading from the Mishnah Berurah, as a person can come to be over a deraisa, a chiyav chatas, real chel Shabbos min ha-Torah, kigoyin shemoicher ezus chare, they're selling a certain type of material, right? They're selling materials, let's say, right? Whatever, mechatech mimena lefi midasai, hatzarech loin, a person needs material, right? And they're going to badafka, cut it, they'll cut it, good. You'll tell me, good, buy and sell, what's the real Isser on Shabbos, right? What's the malacha? It's not, buying and selling is not one of the lamentes malachas, right? It's also midrabanan. But one of the reasons is, so he says, person selling material, here you go. Here's one problem. I'm going to come and I'll go, oh, you want to buy material? Good. I'll go and cut it, and I'm going to cut it down to size with intention, chayev mishum machatech. That would be the iser. He brings this from the chayyadim, by the way. And that would be the iser min hatayru, one of the lamentes malachas of machatech, cutting something down to size. So he, again, he just gives an example. But like we said, there's more reasons why we don't do business on Shabbos. But be it as it may, so we have that straight so far. Again, if somebody cuts something to a specific size with the kavana for that specific size, with length, shape, or whatever, that's chayev chatas. If somebody does it, again, cutting something down to size without the kavana, is pater, still asa midrabanan. And again, we'll see practical applications as we go. Thank you for listening. Aslachem baruch, kol tuv.